The Holy Spirit comes to put us to death then, to dethrone us, and he doesn't apologise. He comes to write the Ten Commandments on the inside of us, on our hearts, and he starts with the first commandment, loving the Lord our God with all our hearts, soul, mind and strength. If we get this one right, loving our neighbour will follow automatically. It doesn't operate the other way around. Taking the second commandment and placing it before the first does not work. It's fleshly effort. We are out of sync with God and it's never going to work. Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself." So we learn to love him with all our heart, soul, mind and strength before we try to go on to love our neighbour. So to start with, we can't participate in his life if we aren't born again and in a loving, living relationship with him by his Spirit. We cannot participate in his resurrection life if we don't die first, die to our right to ourselves and allow his resurrection life to become real in our experience. What follows then will be life-changing if we let it. Number one is that he comes first. Get the first commandment where it should be, first. And that, if followed, will rewrite your life because he will dispense his life into yours. This will mean what currently takes first place in your life will slip to the bottom of the pile as he takes supremacy. Our affections are to be firmly fixed on things above. Colossians 3:1-2. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honour and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. His desire is that you live in resurrection life, and to do that, something has to die. Always the same. Death precedes life. Father's intention is conformity to the likeness of his Son, that we become like him, conformed in every way to the image of Jesus, every way, not some. So we die to live, give to receive, do to others as we would have them do to us. It's his way or no way from now on. But it's the good way, the old way, where we will find rest for our souls. You'll find that in Jeremiah 6:16. The last verse says, they will not walk in it. God holds out the rest for the souls of his people by the prophet Jeremiah, but with deep sadness the prophet reveals they won't. Now we don't want that, do we? Keep in mind, God cannot if man will not. My people will be willing in the day of my power. See you tomorrow then, when we'll look at the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the baptism of fire.